This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, sparred on Monday over blame for street violence linked to racial injustice and police treatment of minorities. The exchange came 9 weeks ahead of the national U.S. election. On Tuesday, President Trump plans to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week in the aftermath of a police shooting of a black man as they attempted to arrest him. During a street demonstration, a white teenage vigilante claiming he was protecting Kenosha's local businesses was accused of fatally shooting two people and wounding a third. In a speech Monday in Pittsburgh, Biden blamed Trump for the violence that has erupted across the country as the United States deals with widespread and sometimes violent protests and counter-protests over police treatment of minorities and inequality in U.S. society. Biden said, this is a quote, "This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country." That's the end of the quote. Biden added that the president can't stop the violence because Mr. Trump's leadership has caused it. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers urged Trump to skip his visit to Kenosha. Evers said he is concerned that Trump's presence would actually keep the city from being able to move forward. Evers first ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha to quell the street violence after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back, leaving him partially paralyzed. But Trump took credit for it on Twitter, saying if he had not insisted on sending the National Guard, in his words, there would be no Kenosha right now. You can follow more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have the latest on the political race before the American presidential election in November. This is VOA News. High-ranking U.S. and Israeli delegations landed in Abu Dhabi after taking off from Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday. It was the first ever commercial flight from Israel to the United Arab Emirates. The flight passed over Saudi Arabia's airspace, another first for an Israeli commercial flight. Israel and the UAE agreed to establish diplomatic relations earlier this month with the help of a U.S. mediation. The UAE will become the third Arab nation to have normalized relations with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya will address the United Nations Security Council on Friday. Tsikhanouskaya is currently in Lithuania, citing fear for her safety following the election. Fellow Baltic state Estonia, a non-permanent member of the Security Council, invited her to speak to the group. Meanwhile, Baltic states have imposed travel sanctions on Belarusian leaders, including longtime president Alexander Lukashenko, as protests against his leadership continue. The demonstrations started after Lukashenko took 80% of the vote in a disputed presidential election earlier this month. The Lithuanian president has called for peaceful dialogue. Protests began when Lukashenko was declared the winner of the election early in August, amid widespread allegations of voter fraud. Extending his more than 2 decades in power, Tsikhanouskaya has not accepted the results. Indian authorities say their troops thwarted an attempt by Chinese soldiers to change the status quo in the northern Ladakh region, where both sides have been locked in a tense standoff along their disputed Himalayan border for more than 4 months. China has dismissed the allegations. An Indian Army statement Monday said Chinese troops violated the previous consensus and, quote, carried out provocative military movements, end quote, but gave no details of what appeared to be a fresh flare-up along the border. The statement said the incident took place Saturday and that Indian troops preempted the activity by the Chinese. The statement said India was committed to dialogue, but was also equally determined to protect its territorial integrity. In Beijing, a foreign ministry spokesman told a news briefing that Chinese border troops always strictly abide by the line of actual control and never cross the line. A Rwandan man who has been internationally celebrated for his efforts to save ethnic Tutsis in the 1994 genocide has been arrested on charges of terrorism. Paul Rusesabagina, an ethnic Hutu, has received multiple human rights awards, but has now been arrested after living in exile after forming an armed opposition party in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Via remote, I'm Marissa Meldon. You're listening to VOA.